One of the things that we invite those who are being baptized to do, if they want to, is to share a little bit of their story. Now, it's not easy to stand in front of. You are a very friendly bunch, I have to say. But it's not easy to stand up in front of everybody and share your story. And it's not a necessary part of being baptized. I want to make that really clear this morning, that actually the only question we ask you is, do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? That's the question which we'll answer when we're in the pool. But we do say, if you'd like to say something, you can, but you don't have to. So Sam's going to come and chat to me for a minute, and then two of our younger people are going to come and chat to Charlie. So Sam, you come here. I'm going to stand on this step. Then if you stand on the floor...
I see what you've done there.
You see how we do that, you know? See how stage managed this is, you know? I haven't had a face-to-face conversation with you before, actually. It's good, isn't it? Yeah, really good.
Is that full enough?
That's full enough to baptise you, I assure you. We will fold you in half if we need to. So, Sam, just very quickly, just tell us a little bit about how you became a Christian.
My sort of early years as a teenager and early 20s-ish, I probably wandered down some roads that perhaps I shouldn't have done, and then met my lovely wife. And one of the decisions we made about getting married was to, rather than buy a wedding licence, was to, I wanted to get to know the guy that was marrying us. Mm-hmm. And that sort of set me off on a journey, of which we used to go to St Giles in Farnborough, and we also used to go to a church in London called Hillsong. And while I was there, I decided to pray for Jesus to come and live in my heart. And I sort of kept that to myself for a mm-hmm. couple of weeks. Mm. And then one evening we were out for dinner and I sort of dropped a little bombshell on Helen and she was in tears and we all were happy, so yeah. And then I would say probably the miracles that have happened since I've done that to me mm-hmm. and Helen, with obviously the little one that's left, have just been amazing. So
fantastic.
It's been brilliant, yeah.
Great story. It's great hearing what God's been doing in your life and in Helen's life as well. Helen was baptised at our last baptismal service at the beginning of the year, so it's great that you're being baptised today. And we baptise in order to fulfil the command of Jesus. He said, you know, repent, be baptised, as we've been talking about. So we're going to be baptised this morning. You've come to faith in Christ. And being baptised is a lovely seal of that decision that you've made. Thanks so much for standing up the front this morning. Where's Charlie?
Thank you very much. Thought we were going to get a round of applause. I was nearly in tears myself. So we've got two of the young people who want to come up and say something. So again, Matt isn't much smaller than Sam. So if you want to stand down here, both of you, come on. Right. Okay. Feeling really short now. And you're only 18. So... plenty of grain in them. So on Mondays we've been praying, as we do every lunchtime, as a plug there, 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock. And we've been praying for three names that are getting baptised, and all of a sudden that became four. That was you, wasn't it? So yes. You came pretty late to this baptism service, so tell us how you've got this far.
Mine's similar to Sam's. My Christian life sort of started off quite young. Obviously, in this church, I've grown up with quite a few faces I can still see. Most of them are still here, I think. Obviously, then going through all the youth groups and now Friday Heroes are helping with. Attended some youth sort of baptism classes just over a year ago, led by Charlie. And he let me know that this one was happening. So I sat down, prayed to God, and I just felt something say, go for it. And now we're here.
Brilliant. And how has God been at work in your life? So you were telling me about reading your Bible. So do you want to share that?
Yeah. just over a year and a half ago, I went to Soul Survivor, where they set sort of a challenge to read the New Testament in a year. Gave you a book about it and sort of got breakdowns each day. Reading through that, obviously finished it and it sort of opened my eyes a lot more to the sort of work God has done and can do in our lives. And we've all gone through sort of tough times and I've definitely felt God there with me quite recently as well.
Brilliant. Thanks, Matt. Awesome. Do you want to stay there? Josh, so as I say, we then began praying for four people and then it was five. This was only last week that we discussed this, wasn't it? So do you want to tell us how you've got this far?
Okay, well, I don't really have an amazing testimony or anything. I kind of always just come to church. But I think it was really probably at like, the Soul Survivors I've been to. I've been to three now that kind of seen Jesus a bit more. Then I think speaking with you, I was kind of a bit not sure whether I should get baptized or not. And then Charlie kind of spoke to me. I just thought it was the right thing to do because it just seems like the next logical step. So, yeah.
Brilliant. And you've seen God working in your life as well? I mean, you seem to be doing pretty well at school.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, you've got exams coming up, so we'll be praying for you as a church as well, and all the other young people. So thanks very much for sharing your stories, guys. So thank you very much.
We're going to take a minute to pray for those who have been baptised. Then we're going to sing another song, which I think Matt's chosen. And then we're going to take a few minutes to look at the Bible together. What we do here on a Sunday morning is we look a little bit at the Bible, we see how God speaks to us through it. And we're going to be looking at a really interesting conversation that Jesus had with a guy called Thomas. And hopefully that will make sense of what this baptismal service is all about. But we're going to pray first of all, and then we're going to sing a song. So Father, first of all, we want to pray for those who have been baptized. We pray for Kate and for Katie and for Matt and for Sam and for Josh. And we thank you for everything that's brought them to this particular point in their journey of faith. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Thank you that they have understood who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. And thank you that they want to be obedient in being baptized today. We pray this will be a great day of celebration for them and for us. And we pray that we may be great encouragers of those who take this important step of faith today. May this be a powerful day in their experience of you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.